I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Ladies and gentlemen in the back, please remain standing. Thank you. Thank you. Be seated. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes, please? John, thank you. Second was Fred. Thank you, Fred. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We have some visitors. As soon as first of all, the young men and young lady in the back. Jesse, I know you wanted to speak to an issue. You wanted to speak about the ninth period at Sachem East. Can I have the superintendent address it if you still have something you want to say?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Charlie, you just want to tell them where the ditch you get up there?
For the students that are here, we've done just a preliminary evaluation of the ninth period at both high schools. And we're seeing one high school, it's running very well. And yesterday I went up and I observed yesterday's ninth period at Sachem High School East. And there are some concerns and some issues that I have raised, and I've been playing a little phone tag with Mr. Alexak, so we haven't been able to connect to talk about those things. And after our conversation, many of the issues over there should be able to be cleared up in a matter of days. So we just ask the students to have some patience as they work out the kinks in the next couple of days with the ninth period issue in terms of how the cafeterias run, the library, and any of the computer labs that we're going to open up during that period of time.
Jesse, would you still like to say something?
I just
come on up. If you want to say something, come on up to the table here, and you can turn on the microphone. Just push the little button that says push, and you see a little light will come on.
The light's on.
Okay.
I just want to know if the issue with library is being looked into. They only let 50 people into the library, and if you're not one of those 50 people, then you can't really get any studying done. And I think that's what.
Well, that's the whole. If I'll give you an example. Today, I went to high school north, and there was lots of studying being done in both cafeterias where majority of the study hall was being held. When I went to East yesterday, I saw some issues where it would be very difficult to do some studying. We're going to address that, so whether you are in the library or in the cafeteria, it should be a quiet time for all, that everyone should be able to get some work done, because that's one of the principles of having it, is so that people can do work. So whether they're, and if we are overwhelmed in the library with the computer stations and things like that, we're looking at opening up one of the computer labs and having a supervised computer lab so people could use a lab during that period of time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was ever suggested or anything, but maybe it would be more beneficial to the students if they went, I don't even know if this is available, but if they went into separate classrooms with their teams and the coaches chaperoned them, this way the coaches could let them do what they want if they wanted to talk or if they wanted to get some studying done, because in the cafeteria, there's I'm in a cafeteria with the soccer team, the girls' volleyball team, and maybe another team, and there's only four supervisors. So it's kind of hard for those four teachers to quiet down everyone and make sure that kids aren't fooling around or getting work done, so it's a little hard to get some studying or some work time.
Well, I think it's just a matter of setting the expectations for the students there. I was over at North today, and the girls' varsity soccer coach and the cheerleading coach were supervising one of the cafeterias, and you could have heard a pin drop. So it's just setting the expectations for the students for the rest of the year. And I think that's what needs to be done. And as I said, Mr. Alexak and I, we haven't had a chance to connect today. We've been playing phone tag, going back and forth. But some of the suggestions that you've brought up, Jesse, are some good ones, and we'll be talking about them hopefully tomorrow. that's it on the ninth period. But we're going to address the whole thing. Again, this is the, I think today might have been the eighth day of school, 8 days of school we've had so far. So, and this is our first time doing this, so we're going to try to work it out and make sure that everyone has an appropriate study environment. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Jesse, you can keep in touch by email with the superintendent if you have any other questions, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. You did a good job. There was a young lady in the back also who came up before and wants to speak about lanyards. Colleen?
And it's also just a matter of...
Hold on a second, please. Come on, Colleen. I'm sorry. Come on up.
We're going to address things like that with Mr. Laksak, but in most cases, I wouldn't suggest that anybody leaves for 40 minutes and then returns. You know, there's pretty obvious reasons about that, but I really don't want to get into it now and answer all those questions, but student safety among them.
Colleen, I could tell you this also, being I honestly don't like to see youngsters get in their cars and drive off someplace. You know, especially for that short a period of time. I'm concerned about the kids' safety. I would rather they didn't leave the school. You know, it's a good time to get your homework done, do some studying. And I know that Dr. Murphy has been working on this, as he just told you. I know Mr. Kopp has been working on it. Everybody's been looking into it, and it's going to get squared away. But I can tell you, as speaking just for myself, that I would be against kids getting in their cars and taking off for 40 minutes someplace. And for no other reason other than safety reasons. I'm sorry, what's your name, young lady?
Gabby.
Fisano. Gabby. Mm-hmm. All right, you're not going to be too Gabby tonight, are you?
Probably not.
Okay.
I just get a couple of my points in.
All right, go ahead. What's your issue, honey?
The lanyards and the new, point policy that we're going by for disciplinary action. It was all passed, and it's all starting. My biggest concern is that it was done without the consent of the teachers or parents or students. So it's really, you know, it's just discouraging because my entire high school career, I know the school has upheld its mission statement, you know, in that they want to graduate students who will succeed and contribute to the society. Now, on a small scale, how much better can we contribute than to be part of our school? And I know we've elected officials like Colleen and Kevin. We have class representatives for each grade. And usually when there's going to be a really big policy change, you know, someone's consulted about it. And we just really have no representation in any of it. So it's really, you know, it's discouraging. And we feel like we're not a part of the decision-making process, especially with something that affects us so greatly. That, and I remember I had talked to Colleen, and I, you know, we all said, when did you find out about this? You know, this is something really important. And she found out the same time as all the rest of the students when she represents us, you know. And it just, I see it as very unfair that, and not just to reference our mission statement again, that it says that it'll all be done with, you know, competent, enthusiastic staff in cooperation with parents and community members. And parents didn't know about this. We have a system where we can deliver messages district-wide. You know, why wasn't something done over the summer where we could all be informed about this? That, and I don't really know if any of you have talked to the staff at Sachem East, but they're really not enthusiastic. They don't really know how they're going to enforce this. There's not really I haven't seen a written set of rules and consequences, and it's very hard. Like, we know our student conduct code, we know our dress code. I consider lanyards part of this dress code. It's very difficult to say, you know, if you violate the dress code, you're getting in trouble. But we have nothing written down. I know if you look at the calendar, that's a big reference for all of us, you know, like, oh, I can't, let's look at the calendar, that's important. There's nothing on it about the lanyards or anything, and how disciplinary action will be followed if we don't comply with, you know, wearing lanyards. And the staff in the building is not, you know, it's very they're not going to try and enforce it. I know as far as all my teachers go, and pretty much every other student I've talked to has had the same view from their teachers. So,
Gabby, I don't know what you, what is your issue with the lanyards? What's the problem with
that? That none of the students were talked to about how they
the ID badges.
The ID
badges. Yeah, I know what they are, but I don't know why you would have an issue. You know, one of the board's goals is safe and secure schools.
Well, and if you want to, I'm sorry.
Good. Let me finish. Given the atmosphere that's been out there and the things that have transpired over the last few years, it's something that really frightens us. I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I think I do when I say that as a Board of Education, we feel that once you youngsters, whether you drive to school or you take a bus, but once you walk into that school, you should be safe, and your parents should feel comfortable knowing that you're in school. They shouldn't have to worry about you.
Absolutely.
And the issue of that is a safety issue. It was something that we did. You read the papers over the summer of some of the things that transpired, and there's just been so many things out there, and it's really frightening. And it's just one other thing. Now, this is from my perspective. The superintendent will address it also, but as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather you be a little mad at us and be safe than, you know, and I'm sorry that you didn't have any input into it, but it's something that, you know, I think was felt was necessary to do.
Not to, I'm just going to say it. I honestly, with all the tragic things that have happened, you know, in our society with schools, all shootings, horrible things like that, I know, and maybe it's just my opinion, the event of a fight breaking out in school is a lot more likely than for somebody to come in and, you know, commit a horrible, you know, act of, you know, senseless violence. So if it's a safety issue, I just want to also bring up the fact that those lanyards, they're really, and I'm not saying it, you know, to be funny, but if someone wanted to choke somebody with that lanyard, there's no way you're getting it off, you know? And I know there was, like, the safety clip, the safety release. It doesn't work. So if it's an issue of safety, I just also want to bring that point up where the event of a fight breaking out, I feel like, is much more likely. And if someone wanted to use that against a student, we're always wearing them. It's a possibility.
They are actually replacing those lanyards. The order that they originally placed was wrong, and we're getting a credit on those present lanyards. So I just wanted to bring that up. Did you want me to answer your other questions, Gabby?
It's just really disheartening.
Well, how would you vote if you were told that? How would the majority of the students vote if they were asked to wear?
If I was presented with the pros and cons, right. I honestly, it's you can't. Sorry, you can't just make the assumption that, you know, like, oh, I hate those lanyards. They're ugly. They don't go with my outfit. All the, you know, trivial reasons that, you know, you'll get from most of the girls.
What do you
most
honestly?
Of the guys,
what do you? What do you honestly think the students would say? I'll talk to Mr. Alexak because, you know, this isn't really
though.
The time to have a big public debate about it, but I'll talk to Mr. Alexak about, you know, why or why not were students included in these things, but I can venture a guess. The other point about the point system, that was a pro-student decision that he was trying to do to come up with this point system about who would be excluded for certain events and things like that, because you had kids on the present system who, if they got in trouble, let's just say, for some egregious act early on in the year, they were allowed to go to the prom and all the type of events at the end of the school year. But if you committed something in the fourth quarter, like throwing a peach during lunch period and you got an in-school suspension, you were then excluded for the prom. So someone could have been suspended for, let's just say, doing drugs in the parking lot in the first quarter, but then at the end of the year, they would be okay to go to the prom because for three consecutive quarters, they were fine. Which didn't really make sense. So they're trying to come up with a point system so that you can truly have a basis for who can attend events and who doesn't.
Right.
So it was a decision that they started at the middle school, and I think that Mr. Alexak, and I don't know your point system in particular, but I think he was looking at those kids who end up getting excluded during the fourth quarter for different acts when maybe they should be going to these events. But I think he was looking out for those students rather than penalizing everyone who does something wrong that fourth quarter.
Right. Most of us just feel anything that anyone feels, you know, pro-student, you know, anything that's going to help us, we'd just like to know.
I'll talk to him about that. I have that written down, but they are going to change the land use, because Ms. Dodaro spoke to me about the breakaway, and it was important to have breakaways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Gabby.
You.
Thank you for coming up and speaking. You have your hand up.
And Gabby, I just had one question. Gabby, one question. Those teachers who aren't going to support it, your teachers, can you give me those names? I'll pull your schedule tomorrow.
There was a young man who had his hand up in the back.
Might be
Yeah. What's your name, young man?
Brendan. As far as the breakaway systems with the lanyards, if it's a breakaway in the back and you pull somebody from the back of them and they're holding the clip, regardless of the situation, it's not going to break away. The lanyard itself isn't just going to snap automatically. It's just held by there by a clip. So if you're holding a clip, you have no chance at getting away or having the lanyard break away.
Ms. Dodaro explained that tomorrow if you want to see her. She was the one who was explaining it to me last week.
Right. And another thing I'd like to bring up is our schools are supposed to be equal in pretty much every way, right? And it seems like somehow North has agenda books and East does not.
I'm not aware of
that. We're not aware of that. But we'll look into it for you, Brandon, though.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for coming up and speaking. Joanne Hayes. Joanne, thank you for being patient. But our kids are first if they're here.
Okay, I have two issues that I want to bring up. It came to my attention over the summer, and this has been bothering me ever since I heard about it, that in summer school, students are offered the opportunity to take phys ed or gym if they failed. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. Why would a student be given the opportunity to take something that it's my understanding that the only reason you fail this class is because you don't attend or you don't change? You know, it's not a subject that you've had trouble in, that you haven't been able to master. You simply don't go. You don't participate, and therefore you fail. And our tax dollars are then paying for a teacher to put these kids through summer school. And I understand that is a required course, you know, by the state, but it is something that they can take the following year and double up. And I really don't feel that our tax dollars should be wasted on providing phys ed in summer school to students that don't go.
If I double up the following year in phys ed, that costs teacher bodies. Teacher bodies during summer school is much more cheaper alternative than teacher bodies during the regular school year. And it's just a matter of economics. So if I have the students sit during summer school, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than have them sit again during the school year, because you're creating extra sections. I have 30 kids fail phys ed and they take it during summer school. That one teacher hour is going to be X, and if I have those 30 kids, because sections get created and grow because of the enrollment, and I take them the next year, it's going to be Y, and Y is going to be a lot more expensive than X during the year.
How does it make?
And that doesn't even go into that it's a required course, and you want kids to graduate on time. It's not just freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that are failing. There are seniors who are failing that you want them to then graduate in August, and rather than come back for a full school year.
Well, I can understand you want them to graduate, but if this is costing us tax dollars for something that it's their responsibility or their parents' responsibility to make sure that they're doing, I want to make sure it's not costing us more tax money.
It'll cost you more tax dollars to have them repeat during the school year than you would during the summer.
Okay. It's just a matter of I want to make sure. And I want to make sure that everything is being done to make sure that these kids are somehow really being made sure that they're going and that, you know, it's...
We had extensive discussions last spring about this because of the number of PE failures that I saw. And we had meetings with the athletic department, and about this, the ADs in particular, because I was concerned that we were having so many failures in phys ed. And a lot of it had to do, and you're right, about attendance.
Oh yeah, they simply don't go. And maybe that's something that if they have to take phys ed in the summer, it's maybe something that either they have to take out of district or the parents have to pay for.
But if they have to make it up the following year and they double up on our teaching staff, instead of paying a teacher during the summer school rate, which is the teachers may get, I don't know what the rate is, it's probably about a quarter of the rate that you're going to get during the school year.
If summer school isn't offered in a district and it's for major subjects, don't students have to go and take it in another district and pay for it?
They may, or they can double up the following year. We're still required to educate them and make sure that they have enough credits to graduate.
I just think that there has to be more responsibility and accountability placed on both the kids and the parents. In a subject as simple as gym, where you don't really have to do anything.
And I know at Sagem High School East, if I don't know if that's the school, that they're now using our Connect Ed system to make making the announcements on kids who are cutting. So parents are being notified that day with the Connect Ed system for attendance issues and tardiness issues in classes. So it's a
I actually had a parent say that, you know, it wasn't her responsibility to get her kid up and make sure he made gym.
Well, that's nice. I don't think she's here tonight. Joanne, what was your second issue?
The second issue is something needs to be done and some policy needs to be made where the excessive waste of paper has to be streamlined. I have four children in elementary school. I received four policies, you know, school policy booklets, three of which I threw in the garbage. Which continually happens. There are certain papers that I do need to get home that I have to sign and send back for each child, but many that I get home that are absolutely just a waste of paper, waste of toner, waste of electricity, manpower, you name it. And the same thing goes with mailings. And I don't understand why there isn't an oldest child policy, which is done in other schools, why there isn't a one mailing per family. You know, at this point in time, we should be able to figure out how to do this, both with the computer systems available. You know, it's just excessive. I'm one person with four kids. There are other people that have even one other child, and they're getting this much paper. I mean, the policy book is this thick, that much paper, and I threw three of them out. Not to mention, and if I had thought of it, I would have saved all the paper that I had gotten, and I would have brought it tonight, just to show you what I've gotten from the beginning of the year. And I really feel that something needs to be done, because if somebody could do a cost analysis of how much this would save the district, it may not be a huge amount of money, but any savings is always better than none.
Thank you, Joanne. That's a good point, and I'm sure we'll look into it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
He can come up and he can put his concerns in writing to you.
Mr. Schroeder.
Good evening. I'm here on a personal matter for my son, and I'm not sure how to actually go about it. It's appealing a superintendent's decision to remove him from the football team.
All right. Mr. Schroeder, what I would ask you to do is to put that in writing to me.
Okay.
Okay, as president of the board. I really don't want to discuss it publicly.
Problem.
Okay? And great. Thank you very much. Carol, anyone else? The youngsters from Sagem East. Is there everyone from East? Yes. There's another youngster from Sagem East. This guy's it looks like he's had a tough year. How long have you been in high school there, buddy? Okay.
John, did you just get here?
No, I'm not sure. I've been here all time.
Okay, good. So you let me take all that heat for nothing.
Thank you all for coming, and also all of the youngsters from East.
That's what I would have said, too.
Okay. Is there anyone here under 18 years of age right now? Okay. Ron, don't keep your hand down, Ronnie. Who else? Sal, did you put your hand up too? I agree.
Now we threw them all out.
We got to make Mr. Alexak hid in the back there. He was laying low back there, so now he's going to dance with them a little while. If they want to come back, they're more than welcome. Yeah, we always want the kids to attend, and that's why we let them speak right away, Sal. The most important thing is that they get their questions answered. They know they could be a part of the system, and also I want them to get home safely and do their homework. That's the most important thing that they didn't do during ninth period. At least we know they didn't do it at East. All right. Bid awards. Can I have a motion, please? Who was that? John? Thank you, John. Second is Fred Teneri. Thank you, Fred. Personnel items. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we should vote on this. That would be nice. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Sorry about that, folks. Personnel items, consent agenda D1A through D5A. Who was that? Sal? Thank you, Sal. Second, please. Mike? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Action items. Carol, do you want to do this? I'll remember to ask everybody to vote, I promise.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Consent agenda for the mini contracts, items E1A through E1I.
Thank you. Rob, second by Douglas. Are there any discussions on any of these? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. E1I, okay. Recommendations from the Committee on Special Education. Can I have a motion, please? John, second by Douglas. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Adoption of authorization use of school loan materials and equipment revised policy number 8330. It's the second reading. It's item 3 on page 14, everyone. Can I have a motion, please? Rob, second, please. Sal? Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? You opposed, John? Okay, thank you. Abstentions? So it's 7-1. We're on page 15, item 4, approval of board referendum construction management services contract McClave Construction.
Motion.
Thank you, Mike. Second, Fred. Any questions or discussions? John?
The dollar values here. I thought the original dollar fees was $150,000. That was originally, but now I see $175,000 for the pre-construction services.
Bruce,
the $150,000 is what we budgeted for the architect, engine, and the engineer combined in the 07-08 budget. $70,000 goes to McClave. The balance goes to Grillo. That's what we would owe the two firms for the preparation of the bond issue.
So this is above and beyond the 150 then? We're 225?
No.
45?
No, that's not what I said. $150,000 was budgeted for pre-referendum services in the budget. McClave is getting 70. The balance is going to John Grillo for pre-referendum services.
Maybe I'm misreading it then. It says the fee for construction management is $70,000 for pre-referendum services. $175,000 for pre-construction.
Construction is after the bond is approved.
Okay, so
yeah, okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Speak now or forever. Okay. We have a motion on the floor. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
Mr. President, can you repeat who made the motion, please?
If I could remember,
Mike
I would.
Timo.
Mike Timo and Fred. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It was the right wing. Thank you, gentlemen. Coaching assignments for the 2007-2008 school year. Can I have a motion, please? John, second, please. Second. Fred, any questions, discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Oh, you have a question. Okay. Go ahead, Fred.
How many teams were added? We approved for 16 teams. Do we know how many teams are actually added?
We had two, out of the 10 middle school teams that we just just added on, two didn't make it. So Sequoia and Samoset girls soccer, they didn't have enough students coming out. The survey that they did in the springtime just didn't transpire. Those students didn't try out for the team. So what we're going to do is drop those two teams, have teams of, I think, 27, but keep on the two coaches as assistants to help in the development of those youngsters, because there are so many kids on those teams.
Well, didn't
now
we approve 16 teams?
Those other teams, the new teams into the budget, they're all going. But so not all those sports really had, not all those sports started, because it was volleyball and basketball.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we already had a vote on that, so we're good to go. We're on item 6 on page 16, co-curricular extra classroom treasurer. Can I have a motion, please?
Second.
Thank. Who was that? Was Fred, seconded by Mike. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Appointment for of the school safety team for the 2007-2008 school year. Item 7, this is. Can I have a motion, please? John, second. Douglas, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Item 8, district cell phone list for the 2007-2008 school year. John, can I have a second, please? Fred? Any questions? Douglas?
Yeah, Dr. Murphy, if you could just repeat what you had said to me in the email earlier. I had asked a question about the principals getting cell phones.
Well, as I said in the email, last year we did an evaluation of the, and we put together a new cell phone policy, as well as looked at the user list, and that issue was raised by Deborah, who's not here tonight. And what we did is we went through all the cell phone users and decided who really truly needs a cell phone. So we looked at the need. We looked at had an idea of what positions and the responsibilities entailed, that would they need it. And then other people, we did it on a health and safety type of issue, because we do have some people who have district cell phones who go into homes and do home visits. And we wanted to make sure that when they're out in these neighborhoods that they're safe, and if something happens to them, that they could make a quick call. But when it came to the principals, we thought that due to the responsibilities, a 24-hour-a-day job that a high school principal sometimes is, that it was important for them to have a district cell phone. We didn't feel, based on our knowledge of middle school and elementary schools, that they needed district cell phones. Jim Nolan has his own personal phone. He didn't need one. John Alexak wanted to use a district phone. And I call John on and reach him all the time, except for today.
That was a joke from before Douglas.
I think he was here waiting.
Yeah, he was back there.
Dr. Murphy.
Now, go ahead, John.
Did the other principals put in any bills for their cell phones?
No.
Okay. Any
I
other
think
questions?
There was two principals at the time who had, I think, cell phones that we took away.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Approval of field trips for the 2007-2008 school year.
So moved.
Mike, second by Sal. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We're on page 17, item 10, approval of interim transition administrator athletic consultant. Can we have a motion, please? That was Rob, seconded by Fred. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item 11, approval of substitute staff hourly employee salaries. John, second, please. Who was that? Sal? Thank you, Sal. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Page 18, item 12, approval of salary for school communication aides for the 2007-2008 school year. Can I have a motion, please? John, second by Rob. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item 13, approval of salary for athletic trainer for the 2007-2008 school year, Michael Wolfers. That was Mike Timo, second by Doug. Thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Approval of salary for athletic trainer for the 2007-2008 school year, Craig Keller. Can I have a motion, please? That was Douglas, second by Mike. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Item 15, approval of salary for substance abuse counselors for the 2007-2008 school year. John, second, please.
Second.
Rob, thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Approval of side letter agreement, Susan M. Conklin. Can I have a motion, please? John? Second. Doug, thank you. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. You don't have item 12? Did I skip item 12? No, I did. I thought we did school communication aids, didn't we? Yeah, I think you seconded. I think you're sitting too close to me. It must be catchy. You're too young for this, to forget this. All right. We approve that, right? Yes. Thank you. 17. Item 17. It's on page 19. Approval of side letter agreement with Margaret D. Vigliata. Can I have a motion, please? Who was that? Fred. Thank you, Fred. Second was Douglas. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Item 18, approval of Sachem's Enrichment Adventure SEA Fall Program. Can I have a motion, please? John, a second. Fred, thank you. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Board of Education approval of the 2007-2008 extracurricular clubs and activities. Item 19, can I have a motion, please? Thank you, Mike. Second, the right wing is at it again. Okay, thank you, Fred. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Disciplinary suspensions, non-instructional staff member. Can I have a motion, please? John, can I have a second? Douglas, any questions or discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Resolution of, we're on page 20, everyone. It's item 21. Resolution of reappointment emergency conditional appointments. Can I have a motion, please? Douglas, thank you. Second was whom?
Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Any questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Monthly reports, damage and loss summary. Any questions on that or discussion? Determination for the Committee of Preschool Special Education. Any questions or discussions on that, gentlemen? And gentlemen, our lady isn't here tonight. And one lady is here. I'm sorry, Colleen. Okay. Child care, community education, building usage, financial reports. Any questions? Item 4, Board of Education subcommittees, Legislative Audit Committee, Budget Committee. Any questions? What?
We want to talk. The budget committee has a.
Did you fill out a thing to talk after?
No, I'm on the agenda.
Okay. not right this minute. Let me finish and then you can talk, I promise. Item 5, 2007-2008 Board of Education goals. Any questions on any of the Board of Education goals? Okay. Now,
you sure you're ready?
You have 3 minutes. Don't let me gavel you.
Gavel me, I'll get the next person up for three more. No, I just want to report that.
All right, time's up. Thank you. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're like I do at my meetings.
I know.
Just want to report, we had our first meeting earlier today before the board meeting. We have lost two more members for this year. We lost two at the end of last year. We're now down to eight. So I'm asking if the board wants to appoint 2 to 4 new members and a couple of alternates for us, and to let us know as soon as possible. We're going to have our next meeting on October 2nd. We would like to reiterate our request from last year that there are board members assigned to the committee, not on the committee, but I guess to oversee or whatever, that if at least one of those members could attend our meetings as often as possible. It was a huge help towards the end of last year, getting things done and making sure we're in the right direction on the way the board is looking for us to do and how we can get information out to the community. I have a list, which I'll give to Carol, of who the members are on the committee now with updated contact information and a copy of our agenda from tonight, so you'll see what we had. And that's about it.
You're done already?
That's it.
You have 15 more seconds.
It's an easy one.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, thank you.
This is the Budget Committee. Now we have another young fella from Sachem East. He passed up the meeting, but he's going to speak now. Sal Nicosia. Come on up, Sal.
Very briefly.
Thank you.
As a member of the Legislative Committee, I want to apprise the board or inform the board that October 3rd, the coalition of school districts around the Sachem area, like our meeting at the middle school, at the high school rather, in Middle Country, and I'll be sending in a memo if any of you would like to attend it. I'd like to think that one of the issues this year is how we're going to perpetuate some dialogue with the state officials, because this is an off year for the state people to be elected and not elected, and this is a good time to get them into the school. But when we do, we need to develop some kind of strategy, and I need the help of members of the committee to help me with the liaison between these people, because sometimes they'll listen more to a board member or a group of board members rather than just the person who's an advisor to a committee. I know I can still do it, but basically we have to empower ourselves to recognize that the only way we're going to really make a difference next year in getting more state aid is to show that we can turn out significant numbers of voters in our district. And unless we do that, then all we're going to try to do this year will be for naught. And I don't like spinning wheels without feeling any momentum or traction. I like to see myself be moving. And I get a feeling sometimes that people on the committee, recognizing we had Ginny Fields here last year, we had other people coming to the board, to those meetings, and they asked us to yet, but then, you know, what we got was a feeling that they did us a favor because they're giving us a rebate next month. And they cut back they gave us back some of the money that they took from all the years that they've been taking it for the last 50 years. And I think that's the important thing. And we need to get the board to recognize that frequent communications to the parents have to be sent throughout the year to let them know how important it is to vote. Because that letter we sent out a lot of letters to the district people through the elementary and so on, and we still only had 6,600 people, if give or take a few, that voted. And that is not a very significant turnout. And unless we do that this year, we're not going to hear very positive things from Albany. I did that to apprise you of what's going on and what the strategy is going to be this year. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Sal. Okay, anyone else? Thank you. Future agenda items? Yes, John.
Mike, and actually Charlie. I know, I think it's two meetings from now, we're having a discussion on fundraising. Have we sent out anything to some of these committees, the fundraising committees, notifying them so they can be present so they'll
yes.
hear what we're discussing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank
yeah,
you.
John, I did receive an email from one of the PTA ladies, from Sequoia. So they know about the meeting on October 4th. Yes. Anyone else? Future agenda items. Okay, the next meeting is Thursday, October 4th, 2007. Can I have a motion to go into executive session, please? John, second by Fred, thank you. All in favor? Opposed? Thank you all for being here. Thank you all of our SACHM friends who work for us and are always here. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.